I would first of all like to welcome everyone here to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California, and those who are listening around the world over the internet.
All right, why don't we turn to our first hymn, number 34, Immortal, Invisible. Thank you again for coming to worship with us today. Number 34, Immortal, Invisible.
Immortal, invisible, God only wise, enlightened, accessible, hid from our eyes. Most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise.
Verse 4.
Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. All praise we would render, oh, help us to see, 'tis only the splendor of light hided thee.
Amen. Why don't we turn to our second hymn, number 402. Faith is the victory, number 402.
Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is a victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is a victory, faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Verse 4.
To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is a victory, faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Isn't that great? We have victory because we have Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen. Why don't we turn to our last hymn, number 228, My Faith Has Found a Resting Place. And why don't we all rise as we sing our last song, number 228.
My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living one, his wounds from me shall plead. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me.
Verse 4.
My great physician heals the sick, the lost he came to save. For me his precious blood he shed, for me his life he gave. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Otero.
Thank you so much. And please I pray for Brother Plica, and he's home, but the flu has come to him. So when we get an age, it's not easy to battle a certain sickness. So let's pray. Lord, we read in Psalm 86 and in verse 12, I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. Our Heavenly Father, move in our midst today. Fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit and make us one in faith and purpose, so we can be a living testimony of our faith. Lord, we come before you today in need of your healing hand, because in you all things are possible, as you promise in Exodus chapter 15, I am the Lord who heals you. So we pray for Maida Kohn, healing from cancer, Joshua Yalde, free to walk, Dwight and Rebecca 4C in personal matters, Ms. Vutone from Informed Choice Ministries, in need of overcoming that cancer that she battled with such a courage. Lewin family, as they develop their life in the new place in Los Banos. For Ed Hernandez, with dementia and recovery from a heart stroke. From Jean Bergen, for his strength in his life at these moments. And for Joseph Blika and Tyann, for the flu, Father, they are affecting them. We bring our missionaries into your presence and care. And so we mention them as they are in our heart. Eusebio and Marisa Perez for a long time in Benalmadena, Spain. Giovanni and Barbara Ambendaño in Guatemala. Marta Poretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, with the drugs addicts. Carol and Ruth Knott in publishing books and a church in Spain. Jose and Diane Avila across the Americas. Informed Choices in Gilroy, San Martin, in Morgan Hill. Daniel Lacey in the ministry of training people to be useful again and in the process to show them the gospel. Fred and Carol Lewis in teaching people how to teach others. And Pastor Edmund in Bacharach, Sonora, he pastored that church that now holds 100 people. Cause us to live for you each day and to generously share our time, our talents, our treasures, and things you have given us. So bless the offering and bless the giver, because we pray in the precious name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you once again, choir, for that beautiful, beautiful singing. And I want to thank you once again for all coming to hear God's words today and his instructions for each of us. And if we'll at this time please stand for the reading of God's word. We're going to be reading Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. And if you're reading in the New King James Version, that's on page 727. Page 727. Chapter 3, verse 1. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. May we bow with a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that you might be with our pastors. He come to bring the message. Lord, we've come with hungry hearts today, Lord, to hear your truth. And Lord, as we hear it, Lord, may we go out and do it today when we leave this building. We are the church, Lord, and we thank you once again for bringing us all together to fellowship in love. And Lord, as we hear the message today, Lord, open up our ears of understanding so we might hear it plainly, Lord. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.